Well, every first day is never as good as the second day. So the first day, the second day in shorts was better than the first day in shorts. The second day in shells was much better than the first day in shells. And I'm sure the second day in pads would be much better than the first day in pads. For whatever reason, the first day of anything, there's an adjustment. I think the fact that we've been out in 5 straight days in 102 degree heat index has had effect on the players' outlook prior to practice. And I don't think the outlook was what it needed to be. When you come out in flex and you're already noticeably affected by the heat, it's not really the heat that's affecting you, it's your mind. If you come out and you work hard and you start breaking down toward the end, that's when the heat affects you. But the heat can't affect you the first 5 minutes of practice. That's the mind, and that's what we got to get in condition as much as we do the body.
What was the point of emphasis today?
Well, today was the first day in pads, so there were some fundamental blocking and tackling. Today we had a couple of drills where we took guys to the ground. So anytime you got pads on the first day, you got to work on a little tackling. That was one main emphasis. And we put in short yardage, which was the situational emphasis of the day, with some two tight end, two back stuff, third and one.
Looking ahead to tomorrow, it's the first two-a-day of the training camp. What do you want to see out of them to, just like you said today, maybe a little mental fatigue before even starting? With two practices tomorrow, what do you want to see out of the guys?
Well, they ought to be ecstatic because we're practicing, neither practice is in the dead of the heat. We got one in the morning and we have one at night. So I'm anticipating a great mental approach to practice. We'll probably do some situational work in the morning where we add 2 minute, and then the night practice, we'll have some scrimmage-type plays where we do a little competition and take guys to the ground.
Is it good, the first day, putting on full pads to kind of start hearing the popping of hitting and kind of, well, you know, the season's getting a little closer?
We actually, you know, to us, it's really not any different from shells and full pads. I mean, the only difference is you got pants and knee pads on. So we hit... we're every bit as physical when we're in shells as we are in full pads.
Now, tomorrow, are you going to scrimmage tomorrow night?
Yeah. It's not really a full-blown situational scrimmage, but it's basically an opportunity to for guys to compete off a script. It's now down and distance matters. If you don't convert third down, you punt, that sort of thing. So it's kind of the first, all right, we've gone 6 practices. Let's evaluate where we are as a team, as personnel. All right, then we'll build for the next scrimmage.
How many plays are you planning on going tomorrow night?
Probably, we'll probably do about a 30 play with the ones and twos combined. And then we'll have a 2 minute at the end. So.
And your scrimmages, you know, in the NFL, a lot of times in these early preseason games, they don't play as much as their ones because they know what they can do. But a little different, I guess, with you here, still trying to see what all the guys can do, huh?
Yeah, and I mean, what's different is, number one, a lot of those NFL guys have already proven they can play. So, you know, you don't have to figure out if they can play or not. You're just trying to get them into shape. And the other reason is they're still a month away from their first game. I mean, what are we, 20 days? You know, so we got to get in game shape. You know, and that's why you got a scrimmage. But, you know, again, the number of plays in some ways is similar to what they do in the NFL. We're only going to go about 30 plays. Well, that's what they would do the first game. You know, so instead of going out there and going 30 plays and then watching three quarters of guys that ain't going to be on the team, we don't do that. That's what it is in the NFL.
I guess on the record, what about, I know you, whenever guys get hurt, you just, the next guy has to step in, but what about Ricardo going down and hurts on the line?
It was certainly a big blow because David was a real steady workhorse inside. We were, you know, a little bit deficient at guard as it was, other than David, and now this really makes it even more deficient. So we're going to have to find some guys who can play inside. Okay.